instead to keep working, but implement an overtime ban that remains in effect. And about how long is the perfect vacation? Well, a new survey finds it's 11 days, costs about $8,000 per person, and is at least 3 hours away from home.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, an iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun,
and you'll show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$8,000 per person for an ideal, that's an ideal swanky vacation. $8,000 per?
It's just, you know what? The cost of everything.
Wow. Yeah. No wonder families aren't going anywhere anymore. Holy cow. Good morning. We want to put you in the lap of luxury. You don't have to spend that kind of money. You can experience it for free in a private suite at Rogers Arena to see Katy Perry. Your chance to win your way into that suite and enjoy all the perks coming up at 8:05 this morning.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll continue talking about your unusual random celebrity encounters. Where did you run into a super famous person? 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535. Here's Chapel Rome on Move.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club.
Show on today's best variety.
Move 1035.
There were nights when the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed if I just listened to it right outside the window. There were days when the sun was so cruel that all the tears turned to dust and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. Hold me like that. I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this and I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold. Forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me now. When I touch you.
We're talking about running into famous people where you don't expect to see them. There's a photo that has gone viral on TikTok. It is a woman that's taken a shot of her parents. They're in Italy at a little small restaurant in Venice. And it's the moment her parents realize that Michael Jordan, superstar Michael Jordan, is sitting behind them at a table, just solo, smoking a cigar, talking on the phone.
It's such a funny picture. You should check it out on our Facebook or Instagram pages. It really is such a funny, charming picture. I do love it. Where did you run a surprising place where you ran into someone famous? Roz, for you, it was in an elevator. Who'd you run into?
Robin Williams
in an elevator.
We've had a few people comment about running into Robin Williams, and every single person that has commented said that it was just such an incredible experience because he was just such a gem of a human being. Roz, tell us about yours.
Well, we were coming back from an evening out. My friend lives up in Whitehorse, and she comes down every once in a while. And we get a hotel room and just hang out and do the seawall and whatnot. And then we were going up the elevator. Now, this is a few years ago, probably about 15 years ago. And I'm just bonkers at the time because my meds have run out and I'm ADHD. So I'm like off the charts, crazy. And, so he just sort of like, I don't know, I was making weird noises and like second floor, toy store, you know, just doing just crazy things, whatever. I don't know.
No, I think we are kind of girl. Yeah, we can relate. Go ahead.
And, and then he just matched my energy, and it was just a great time for, I think, what, the 8 to 10 floors that we were going up. So.
Very sweet.
So kind.
Yeah,
so
amazing. Kind. What an amazing.
I get you.
Roz, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. We appreciate it. The elevator is a very common place. Text message here from Natasha who said she and sister-in-law met Vince Vaughn in an elevator in Las Vegas. Apparently, Natasha's sister-in-law struck up a conversation with Vince about the advantages of being tall.
Vince.
Just, you know.
Didn't know what else to say.
The things,
you're
the
tall?
Things you chat about.
What's that like?
The things you chat about for the 20 seconds that you're sharing an elevator with somebody.
I got a message here from Stephanie saying that my kids' daycare, 3 to 5 year old, that's the age of the kids, took a field trip to Granville Island. And then staff shared a photo of the group later that day. And there standing in the middle of the kids with a giant smile on his face was Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Sure, the kids had no idea. The parents were super impressed.
A message from Laura said she bumped shoulders with Justin Timberlake while walking on the street in Hawaii in Waikiki while he was still in NSYNC. So early days of Justin Timberlake there. Patty, who did you run into?
I didn't run into anybody, but my husband came home from a trip and he said, "Do you know what the Black Eyed Peas is?" And I said, "Well, do you mean the Black Eyed Peas, the band?" And he said, "Yeah, I guess. I sat next to Stacey Ferguson." And my husband would not have had a clue.
He sat next to Fergie.
Yeah, and they had quite the conversation.
So he's talking to Fergie, and he's like, "So what do you do?"
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Well, and the fact that he knew her name was Stacey.
Yes.
Like the world knew her certainly at the time as Fergie.
Yeah.
So he's chatting her up on the airplane, and she must have introduced herself as Stacey, which is also quite charming, I think. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Coming up next, more music, more variety.
Move Radio.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Welcome to Nissan's Road Trip 101. Step 1. Choose the Nissan Sentra. 2. Enjoy your fave playlist with Apple CarPlay. 3. Head somewhere that doesn't have mosquitoes. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease the Sentra S Plus from only $279 a month for 60 months, including a $1,500 bonus, or the equivalent in an accessory credit, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Until June 2nd, on approved credit, value of $25,755, $2,649 down. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ours is not an individual game. It's something we've built together. We battle as one. Rally as one.
Drops to Hughes. Across, they score!
And believe as one. Because when we stand behind this crest, we don't do it alone. We do it all together.
Canucks break up ice. Back for Garland! Score!
Join now at Canucks.com/membership.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
I'm Jeevan Bath, General Manager of Suki Bath Motors. Good business owners know if you can save money or get a lower interest rate, you can turn that savings into profit. That's why good business happens at Suki Bath Truck Center. Need medium-duty trucks? We have them at wholesale rates. We work with major Canadian leasing companies and brokers to get you approved within a business day. It's just good business. Suki Bath Truck Center. Find out more at SUKHIBathTruckCenter.com.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move Traffic, brought to you by the King of Floors. Join Move 103.5 and me on location this Saturday from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. Hope you can join us, King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Granville Street Bridge, some construction. Northbound approach at Granville Street closed. Traffic being diverted to Howe and Seymour ramps. And there's a concrete pour underway. The westbound curb lane on Great Northern Way will be closed. Broadway Subway Station, Great Northern Way, Emily Carr Station. Traffic is brought to you by Scotiabank. Grow your savings while you do life with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and enjoy a competitive interest rate. Visit scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got sunshine ahead today. Really, really warm weather expected for the next 24 hours. The high today, 24 at the water, 29 inland, right now 12 degrees.
Hugh Jackman and his soon-to-be ex-wife reach a settlement behind closed doors. Details on the way.
6:18, good morning. Here's Shawn Mendes and Stitches on Moon.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out. Quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm with you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. Hugh Jackman and his soon-to-be ex-wife have reportedly reached a settlement behind closed doors.
What's trending?
Deborah Lee Furness, who had been married to Hugh Jackman for almost 30 years, filed for divorce on May 23rd. That's almost 2 years, actually, after they announced their split. Now, you might remember that that split happened and everyone was shocked, because Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee had been together for so long. But then it was revealed that Hugh got real close to a Broadway co-star by the name of Sutton Foster, and they are still dating. Now, there's been a lot of negotiations about who's going to get what in this divorce. Hugh and Deborah had amassed about a $250 million fortune. The details were worked out before the divorce filings, so by sort of behind closed doors. Sources will only say that Deborah is very happy with how it went.
Ka-ching!
Yeah, she feels, retribution, justice.
In the form of dollar signs.
That's right. Hugh Jackman is going to have to work for the rest of his life.
The good news is I think Marvel would be very happy if he'd be willing to, as the joke went in the movie, be continuing to play Wolverine until he was 90.
So, well, I hope he's happy with it, because he's going to have to.
I think the opportunity exists. And hey, one way or the other, at least the opportunity is there. Did you know that there are secret hidden barcodes on some items at Walmart? There's a TikTok posted by a Walmart employee, actually. Her name is Caitlin, showing the scanner at a self-checkout and how it can pick up codes on their great value products where there are no codes visible on the package. So the clicking you hear is all the scanning on these packages, and they are being scanned through again where there is no visible code on the package. Apparently Walmart has been doing this since 2019. It's a security innovation to crack down on theft and something known as skip scanning, but very few people know about it, and Walmart actually doesn't want to have to catch you stealing. They would rather just have more people know that there's this security measure out there to try to discourage people from skip scanning or sliding things into bags that didn't get scanned properly.
Okay.
And therefore, you're not paying for it.
Yeah, it is interesting, because I find, depending on where you go for self-checkout, that I find some of them, it's like you're doing the self-checkout, and I would think it'd be almost impossible to steal anything, because the area where you're supposed to put the groceries afterwards is weighted. So if you scan something through and it doesn't go through and you put it in, it will read as an item that's not supposed to be there. However, I was at a place the other day where it didn't, you could put anything in there. It didn't seem to matter. Like, I don't know how this skip scanning, thievery works, but it does in some places. It seems to be easier to do than others.
Be happy about that, Nat. You don't have the mind of a criminal. You have the mind of a law-abiding citizen.
That's right.
You don't understand how the bad guys get away with it.
I mean, sometimes I wish I did. just a little bit.
just not your natural wiring.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Chemical, physical, kryptonite.
The Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun. Move Radio.
Best variety. Move 103.5. Well, another decisive win for the Edmonton Oilers last night. 4-1 winners over Dallas. They lead that series 3-1. Some people very emotionally invested, obviously, for good reasons in this series. Aaron, you saw some of the evidence of that at your book club, of all places, last night.
It was so funny. So we had our monthly meeting last night, the usual, a little wine, a little cheese, a little chat. We had the books up, and I kind of look beside me, and my girlfriend Michelle has behind her book a cell phone, and she's watching the game. like a teenage boy in a high school with, a magazine behind his textbook.
Mm-hmm. What kind of magazine?
I stopped myself. Yeah. Because I didn't want to.
And a teenage boy listening going, a magazine? I don't even know what that is.
We just went back in time a little bit. Yeah. That absolutely did happen back in the day.
You know what I mean.
Maybe less so now.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
Sneaking a look at the game last night.
It was so fun.
Like, there are people very emotionally invested in it. Obviously, there's a lot of people who want to see a Canadian team win this of all years. It is funny. I just find, like, the people that are in my life, and I'm just thinking of my group chat and stuff, the group chat is much more lively when it looks like the Oilers are going to lose. Yeah. Because all the guys in my group chat hate the Oilers with a passion, as a lot of longtime Canucks fans do.
Yes.
Like, not everybody wants to see the Canucks win, and none of my buddies do. And I do find on game night where the Edmonton Oilers are winning, there's not a whole lot going on in the group chat.
Really? So even though, like, this is a weird year, that the idea, I mean, you know, the idea that, like, it's just any Canadian team at some, would your friends been happier with the Leafs winning over the Oilers? Or is it just they didn't want anybody but the Canucks?
No. It goes, hate the Leafs the most, then the Oilers.
I don't know if that's true.
It is.
I
don't know.
I'm just thinking about the guys in my group chat, and of any of the Canadian teams that were in the playoffs, that made the playoffs, they would have been most happy with Winnipeg.
Absolutely, because everybody's aunt is from Winnipeg.
Yeah. Well, and I just think
it's true.
Well, no, I think
there's such a huge familial connection there for lots of people, especially here.
Yeah, I think for me, it feels like just Winnipeg just is the like least offensive city. Like, I feel it comes down to people. It's like, oh, like, you know, what has Winnipeg ever done to you? Whereas, you know, the Toronto, it's just the largest city. Everybody, like, bangs on Toronto because it's an easy target. And then Edmonton, it's the rivalry, you know, here with BC. And Winnipeg, it's just like, let's give them something.
Yes, like, I would totally agree. Yeah. The most hated the Leafs, then the Oilers. I don't know if anybody hates Winnipeg.
But I don't know this year, though, whether I think people were willing to push aside that hate and be like, listen, even Edmonton or even the Leafs. Like, and sometimes almost people kind of feel bad for the Leafs because they just blow it so often that, like, I think that there was, I just felt like there were people that I knew of that were, like, very willing to go, like, oh, let's give them something, like, you know?
I do feel like casual fans can push it aside, like a diehard fan base from a team not ready to push aside old rivalries and, you know, hatred for other teams.
I have to admit, like, I was pretty loud about my hatred for the Oilers last week. But I must admit, I'm kind of softening a little bit. Like, it was fun last night to see them play well, and it, I don't know.
So, so you were sneaking a look at the phone behind the book, too.
Okay. I was.
So game five is tomorrow. The Oilers could wrap it up tomorrow. We'll see. It could wind up being a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final because Florida's in pretty strong command of their series against Carolina. That's next game of that series goes later today.
Okay, so that's my last question. So you're in your group chat. If it becomes Florida and Edmonton, would the guys in your group chat literally want Florida to beat Edmonton?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I think so. There's a lot of Canadians on the Florida Panthers.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You need new friends. You need new friends in your group chat. They're the worst.
The Matt Andrew Show.
That's got some hardcore sports rules.
That's right.
That
I really
followed.
Do.
6:36. It's a Wednesday, so it's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on our show. We'll play our favorite party game coming up before 7 o'clock. All the weird and wacky scenarios are already up on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. You can vote, and we'll start sharing results here before 7 o'clock.
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
What was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. Your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast. Celebrating 30 years of discovering the artists you love today. iHeart New Music.
Discover new music.
Stream now, online, on your smart speaker, and on the free iHeart Radio app.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious.
Perfect.
Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos, all new Wednesday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious. Perfect. Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos, all new tonight at 8 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Experience the newest sensation in the Okanagan Valley, Four Points by Sheraton Fenticton at the Convention Center, where timeless classics meet modern comfort. You can dine in the energized atmosphere at Palmer Kitchen and Spirits, or enjoy dining with a spectacular view of Okanagan Lake from the rooftop patio. With nearby wineries, craft breweries, and beaches, you'll love your stay at the Four Points by Sheraton Fenticton at the Convention Center.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
The countdown to summer is on at Everything Wine. Explore the savings throughout the store and save big on Spain's Belle Grove. The juicy Shiraz, light Chardonnay, or crisp rosé, your choice. Now only $6.99 each. That's the best price on wine in the province. Buy a case of your fave or mix and match a dozen. Spain's Belle Grove, just $6.99 each. Only at Everything Wine, the Lower Mainland's best place to shop and save on wine as well as beer and spirits. Shop in store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
Attention Vancouver! Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit seasonsretirement.com to learn more today.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, we do have a couple of issues related to road work and construction. Granville Bridge, north approach at Granville Street closed. Traffic diverted to Howe and Seymour, and that's ongoing this morning. And a concrete pour in Vancouver. The westbound curb lane on Great Northern Way will be closed. Broadway subway station to Great Northern Way, Emily Carr station. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. Weather for Choices Market. Choices Market has been awarded Organic Retailer of the Year by the Canada Organic Trade Association. Thank you for trusting Choices with your organic shopping needs. Sunny today and hot. The high today is going to be, believe it or not, it's going to feel like summer. It's going to be 20 at the water and 24 at the water and 29 inland right now, 13 degrees.
Ooh, baby, do you know?
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. For me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Well, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never.
It is the party game we play Wednesday mornings, and you can follow along on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram stories, or you can also text us how you're feeling about these scenarios at 103-535. Here is your first one this morning. Would you rather hit every red light on the way to work or on the way home? And it happens every single commute.
No question for me on the way home. But I understand that that has everything to do with the time of day at which we work.
Mm-hmm.
If I hit every red light on the way to work, that means I'm leaving even earlier mm-hmm. than 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I'll take it on the way home.
Okay. Drew says on the way home. Every red light, Aaron, on the way in, on the way home.
Okay. Both of those, like, honestly, my blood pressure just shot up. Like, I can feel the beat of my heart in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
That is gross.
Yep.
I can't even think about it.
Yeah, you have to.
I can't.
You can't. That's the way. This can't be
on
the
way
one.
There, on the way to work.
On the way to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be jetting home.
Yeah.
I'll put the extra 10 minutes in.
I am the same as Aaron. I weirdly, by the time when I can't have one thing go wrong when I want to get home. Yeah. Freedom for this freedom. Sometimes, like, I won't even, like, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I won't stop for that.
Same.
I'll just hold it.
Same.
What if there's a problem on the bridge? I don't care. Yeah. I have to get home.
Yeah. Walk by the bathroom and go.
No.
Just so everybody knows, Nat and Aaron, by the sounds of it, if this was to actually come to fruition, Nat and Aaron would be missing the beginning of the show a lot of days.
Well, you know what? The beginning is never the best part.
It's hilarious. True.
It's pretty close as it is. in terms of the voting on Instagram, and again, I get it in most scenarios. 60% of people voting on Instagram say they would rather get the red lights on their way home.
Yeah.
Home?
No, on the way to work.
Okay, on the way to, sorry, yes.
Yeah, on the way to work. So, I mean, you know, I guess, like, you're working, your day is going to be crap anyway, but once you get home, you want your, like, the off time to start and to be, like, really great.
But they're both horrible.
They are.
Thanks a lot.
How about this one? Would you rather live in a world without dogs or a world without dessert?
Mm. I think it would just be healthier for me. Just put all the emotions aside. Just be healthier if there were no desserts.
Yeah.
So I'll take the world without desserts.
But it's not, okay. It's more because you think that's the healthy choice.
I'm just saying it would make my life a lot easier. And I love dogs. I love dogs, and it would make other aspects of my life easier.
Got it.
So I'll forego the desserts.
Yeah.
I will miss them.
Yeah.
But I'd rather them be gone.
Same for me. I mean, easy choice. Like, for sure. You know, I need to have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be a nice benefit to not have desserts as well. Yeah. Like, can we do that somehow?
The love of the dog and way less sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It does seem like a win-win.
I agree with you guys. There was just no way. Like, I'm like, a world without dogs. It doesn't even make sense. That's not a world that any of us should want to live in.
It does make sense for some. 29% of people who voted on our Instagram say they would rather be in a world without dogs. The overwhelming majority, 71%, would rather give up the dessert, but still, nearly a third are saying no thank you. I love my K. I'm not a dog person, and I really like cheesecake.
Let's name and shame those people.
You can vote in all of our different Would You Rather scenarios. Just check the Nat and Drew Show Instagram and click into our latest.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
When you need a hero with a light and fluffy approach, there's none better than the souffle.
The souffle.
He'll rise to the occasion, much like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
That oddly makes sense. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Seriously, though, the souffle?
Yes, he can be savory or sweet. Very moody.
Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates? Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices it spends.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC real estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with seven winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline this Friday.
Tickets at London Drugs and HeroesLottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're renegading, yeah.
with Move 103.5 traffic. Couple of issues, construction, Granville Street Bridge, north approach at Granville Street. It's closed this morning. Traffic diverted to Howe and Seymour. And in Vancouver, concrete pour ongoing. The westbound curb lane on Great Northern Way will be closed. Broadway Subway, Great Northern Way, Emily Carr Station is the area. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750 milliliter bottles of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. We've got sun and hot, hot temperatures ahead today. This is going to be the day that everyone's been talking about. High of 24 at the water, 29 inland, and then Humidex high too, 29 to 34. Right now, it is 13 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Candles are still burning at a memorial for 15-year-old Abbotsford teen Billy Ledoux at Larch Park. The teen was stabbed to death last weekend in the park. Two youths who were arrested near the scene have now been cleared of any involvement. Police say their investigation is still in the early stages, but there are indications the attack was not random, and they're encouraging anyone with information to contact IHIT. Parliament is back to work with a lot of new faces in the House of Commons. Prime Minister Mark Carney will be facing his first question period today, alongside dozens of other MPs who were elected for the first time last month. King Charles formally opened Parliament yesterday with a speech from the throne. The Liberal government says it will move quickly to pass a promised one-point cut to the bottom income tax bracket. Talks expected to continue today in the Canada Post labour dispute. The union representing thousands of postal workers has been in a strike position since last week, but has opted instead for an overtime ban. And Denmark will now have the highest retirement age in Europe after lawmakers there voted to raise it to 70. The raise is needed in order to be able to afford proper welfare for future generations.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the day for the $1,000 minute on the way at 7:35. The answer to question one is Basque. Basque. B-A-S-K. It's Basque.
Good luck. Hopefully that saves you some time and wins you some money at 7:35. Coming up in just a few moments, the cutest thing in Vancouver. It may be very well the cutest thing in the city right now, but it's got to be super annoying for at least one person. That in just a moment. But first, it's Shaggy. Move 103.5. Good morning.
I just want to dedicate to all of you. Them all down and all for some nice things to them girls.